you would, please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, guys. Worship team, you guys are amazing. Ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Tonight, when I was preparing last night and just spending some quality time with God and praying, I got a word, and it was just refresh. And so it might be for just one of you, it might be for all of you, it could be for two, but God wants you to know that there's a time of refreshing, and there's a key to that time. And it is time spent in His presence, time spent in His Word. And so I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get into the Word that God has for you this evening. And then He wants me to leave some time at the end for a time of refreshing in His presence. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to get on with it. Father God, we thank You right now for the Word that You have for tonight. We praise You. We honor You. We thank You, Lord God. I submit myself as a vessel to bring forth what You've put on my heart tonight, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Awkward, like preaching with a handheld. I was like, what is going on here? I need my hands. Okay. Yeah, anybody's talked to me for any amount of time or seen me or listened to me, I talk with my hands, and without both my hands, I can't talk with my hands. And talking with hand is just weird, right? It's not in stereo. We need hand talking in stereo. That's what God wants from us. So I went into my room last night, and I put on some music, some soft, just soaking worship music, and I began to pray. And like I said, God gave me that word refresh, and refresh and strengthen. And it, this has been a time, this year and the year before, not this year, we're so early, we don't even know what this year is yet. Amen. I know what my year is. It's the year of enlarging and the year of growth, right? Amen. But how many of you know, in order to be enlarged and in order to grow, sometimes you got to have some refreshing. You got to have some peace. You got to take some time in to breathe. A little R&R, right?
Yes.
All right. He's right here. We got this. We can preach right here for a minute. We need some R&R.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Amen. That's key. It's vital to enlarging and growth. Is to make sure that your body, your spirit, your soul is prepared, that it's fertile and ready ground to take the word in and then have that word produce.
Amen.
Have y'all, like, I would think that if I had two types of soil in front of me, one of them was sand and one of them was like soil, I would think that sand was spent.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had, all the nutrients have been sucked out of it. It is dry, and when the rain comes, it produces some pretty flowers. Yeah. But how many of you know some of them flowers are bad for you? That scorpion weed out there, that purple stuff looks really pretty. Jack your day up, right? And we don't need the fruit that we're bearing, because we got a little word sprinkled on us to be scorpion weed.
That's right.
Amen. That's from the Holy Ghost. That's from the Holy. Don't be scorpion weed or scorpion flower, whatever that stuff is. That stuff is messed up. You want to be like the poppies that are growing all through Golden Valley and stuff like that. Cool thing is, Golden Valley, I guess, got its name from the poppies that grow there during the months where poppies grow. Because no matter where you were, if you were driving through Golden Valley, you could see the prettiness, the beauty that those poppies bring from no matter where. That's how we should be with the Word of God, right? How you feel? Yeah? I think so. I think that's a good way. Again, that comes from refreshing. Because if you'll notice, it's really only on the ground that's not all dry and jacked up.
Yeah,
it's where there's some nutrients still left in the ground.
Amen.
It's where the cows roam. I'm not saying have manure, but you get what I'm saying, right? And so yesterday, I was speaking with a man. Came into my office. And I don't charge by the hour, but there are times where people just pour out things that they don't necessarily mean to pour out.
Yeah.
And they say things that don't mean to be said. And oddly enough, if I've got enough word level in me, I want you to pay attention to that. If I've got enough word level in me, I can usually, God will use me to bring some refreshment to them.
Amen.
And so as this young man was, he's probably my age, this dude was pouring out something on his heart. I same thing that happened. I just got that word, refresh him. It was more of a direction, as it refresh him.
Yeah.
And so I was, huh? Like, refresh? Do you want some water? Like, that's what I'm thinking, right? But it was in my spirit, so I knew it wasn't just water. It was water. But it wasn't just water. It was God's water. It was the living word, right? Living water flowing out of my belly, right? And so I didn't, like, come up with some, 3 points in a poem. In fact, I took care of his transaction, and when I got around to just asking him, I'm like, hey, you know what? God just asked me to refresh you. Do you mind if I pray for you? And I prayed for him. I didn't, again, not baffling him with my supreme knowledge of the word, because I'm not that guy. But just prayed for him, something to help him along the way. And it is my belief, because he wasn't on my schedule.
Amen.
In fact, if you're not on my schedule, you don't get to see me. That's just how it is. I'm too booked. I'm solid from the time I get to work until I leave there. And so he wasn't on my schedule. But something happened in the last minute that I was actually able to see this man. And I was able to speak with him and refresh him. And so I believe that that is God ordained. Anytime you have somebody come across your path that you have the ability to edify, to build up, to strengthen, to refresh, and especially if God gives you the word,
amen.
You don't have to be a scripture genius. You don't have to be extremely articulate. All you have to be is willing to say, can I pray for you?
Yes. Amen.
And be that refreshing. And that's why we're going to leave enough time at the end to get into some time, just you and God time. Even if you're married, you guys can be refreshed together. But I would encourage you to take a moment and just spend time with God by yourself in this refreshing time. Because we go into our prayer closets alone with God. And that's where we're going to be. Okay? So Isaiah 40, verse 28. And a lot of us know the back end, God bless you, of these scriptures by heart. I'm just going to stay in the King James. So Isaiah 40, verse 28 says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now we understand mount up with on wings like eagles, or with up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. But how do we get there? How do we, as Christians who live every day in this world that is ever, it's constantly contrary to what we believe, and it's always against us, right?
Yeah.
The world is the world system. Yes. We don't operate in the world system, so we have that ability to be outside of it, right? It's like a computer hacker who lives outside of the rules of programs, right? We have that because we have Christ in us, and we have accepted Jesus as our Lord, and so God has said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. He is the comforter. He's the standby. He's your peace,
yeah.
Right?
Amen.
That's God. And so he gives that to us. It says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
Now, that a lot of people take that as, if I just sit here and wait long enough. But that's how they think it. Those that wait upon the Lord. Lord, I'm waiting for your perfect will and your perfect timing. Woe is me who is just a human. I'll wait for you as long as it takes. That's not what he's saying.
No.
The scripture is telling you to wait upon the Lord. Serve the Lord. Spend time with the Lord. The guys that got to sing for God in the temple, right?
Yeah.
The Levitical priests, God was their portion.
Amen.
That's right.
They didn't get land.
Right.
God was their portion.
Amen.
They spent their lives waiting upon the Lord. They spent their lives ever in the presence of God. Always doing the work of the ministry that he had put before them.
Amen.
That did not mean that they didn't have lives.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't mean that they didn't have families. Mm-hmm. But their portion, because how silly would that be? Well, the Levitical priesthood, well, it's good for about another 20 or 30 years, but then everybody's going to die in it because they didn't have any kids.
Amen.
Doesn't make any sense, right? So they had families, they had lives, but their portion was God.
Amen.
That's exciting. Imagine that. Just all you ever wanted and all you ever needed was the presence of God.
Yes.
That's what they had. That's what we should have.
Amen.
We shouldn't need all the things that life wants us to need or want. Because if I'm not mistaken, the scripture says that God will take care of those things.
Amen.
If, right?
Amen.
Consider sparrows, consider the lilies, right? There's a song I was listening to on the way home that was speaking of that. God thinks that you're much more valuable than the fields.
Amen.
He thinks you're much more valuable than the sparrows.
Amen.
So he'll take care of those things if you'll spend time with him.
That's right.
Amen.
And so that's where we need to get to a point where we are spending all of our time, you know, in the presence of God.
Amen.
Now, there's that, well, I've got a job to do. You can be in the presence of God at your job.
That's
well, I like to watch TV. You could still be in the presence of God. Well, I want to take my wife on a hot date. You can be in the presence of God. It's okay.
Amen.
It comes from living, Pastor Barb used to call it living a fasted life.
Mm-hmm.
Constant in prayer. Constant in that presence of God.
Amen.
It's worshiping God. Your heart can sing out for you while you're doing something completely different. That's the presence of God. That's the Levitical, if you would let me say it that way. That's how they live their lives, always in the presence of God.
Amen.
Sure. Water. It's refreshing. Thank you, ma'am. Joy and strength are in the presence of God. 1 Chronicles 16:27 says it plain and simple, says, splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place.
That's right.
You can't get much plainer than that.
Amen.
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Psalm 16:11 says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
Pleasures forevermore. Some people wear the... We should. It's okay to be... how to put this? It's okay
having been persecuted. It's okay to take up your cross daily. It's okay, and you should be doing all these things, to crucify the flesh. Get that. But it's also okay to find the pleasure in seeking and finding God, serving God. Because it says in His presence, our pleasures forevermore. It says there's peace in His presence. It says you have strength in His presence. It says you have joy in His presence. But so many times, being in His presence becomes a burden to us. So, I'm the same way. I'm not up here shaking my finger and say, fix that. You should fix it. But it's not, God didn't call you to a life of poverty.
That's right.
If God called you to a life of poverty, like some people will teach, why would you have to take a vow of poverty? That doesn't make sense. I promise to never do anything that makes me rich.
Amen.
I promise to always be miserable. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it for God, to show the goodness of God. I will walk around in rags, and I will stink like Pigpen from Snoopy or Peanuts, whatever. That doesn't sound like my God.
No.
My God said that in His presence is the fullness of joy.
Amen.
He said that if I'll believe in my heart what I ask, He'll give it to me. That my joy may be full.
Hallelujah.
Right? He said that he came to give us life and life more abundantly, not life and life more of poverty.
Yeah, come on.
God wants you to be in His presence so He can fill you with joy, to fill you with strength, and to pick you up when I understand things have been trying. But God, that's the answer to a million questions, right?
Amen.
Yes.
There's two of them, be led and but God. That's all you need to know.
Amen.
Be led and but God.
Yes.
Should I? Be led. Right? But this, but God.
Amen.
Simple as that. Galatians 5:22, I'm going to go quick. Galatians 5:22, joy is the work of the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry about that. So joy is the work of the Holy Ghost, Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So the Holy Ghost working in you produces fruit. That fruit includes joy.
Amen.
John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. So Jesus says these things. I didn't really write down the rest of the scriptures, but He said, I've told you this, that my joy can be in you and your joy can be full.
Amen.
Simple as that. And this is my favorite. This was my closing. But I really want us to have time to just spend in the presence of God. I know this is short and we mixed up service this way, but I felt impressed to do this. Psalm 32:11. And again, I'm saying this joy is not only your right as a Christian, but it's our duty as a Christian that we are called to be joyful. And Psalm 32:11 explains it. It says, be glad in the Lord. This is not, hey, you could be glad. It says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Ye righteous, and shout for all joy, all ye that are upright in heart. God wants you and has directed you to be full of joy. I understand that can be difficult at times, and it's hard when there's a struggle. But then again, what's the answer? But God. If you're struggling through something like losing a job, that's difficult, because you have all the questions, and losing a job can put a lot of things on you, like how am I going to feed my family, and what am I going to do about this, and how am I going to pay the bills, and but if you just would say, "But God,"
yes,
and answer that with those, with that answer, God can turn everything around so your joy may be full. He wants you to show him off.
Amen.
And it's hard to do that when you're grumpy, Gus. I have to fix my face. I get it. Apparently, and I make this joke all the time, Heather actually took a picture of it the other day. When I am just standing still and I'm not doing anything, I look angry. Or I might look bored, or something along those lines. But I certainly don't look happy. So I have to fix that. Because most of the time, I am happy. Deep in thought, I am happy. Hanging out with people, I am happy. My face is a liar. I am most definitely, normally, In most times I'm happy, right? There are times where I'll be upset. Hammer does something wrong, or Hammer does something to Heather that's wrong. I'm noticing that a lot of Hammer is, no, I'm just joking. Hammer's awesome. Philippians 4:4 says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. That sounds like another directive. It doesn't sound like a suggestion. It doesn't sound like, hey, maybe if you get time. That sounds like we are to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Any of you had a mom that had to tell you more than once?
Uh-huh.
We all did. No, don't act perfect. You had a mom that, or maybe your dad, if you didn't, sorry, some people didn't have mom growing up, but that had to tell you twice. And what'd you get if I got to tell you one more time to not do that, I'm going to get you. And so we understand this, but here in the scripture, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. We don't want to be those kids. We want to just do it off the first time.
Yes.
We want to make sure that we get a chance to spend time in the presence of God.
Amen.
Prayer and worship.
Amen.
It's that alone time, that love time, where it's just you in the presence of God and the refreshing that comes from it. Thank you, God. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Be patient in tribulation. It does start with rejoice and hope.
Yes.
A lot of us are like, well, Pastor, and I've said it before, hey, you got to rejoice in the trials. What? Mm-hmm. You're nuts. You got to rejoice in the bad things that come to you. What? Mm-hmm. No. We rejoice in the hope.
Yeah, that's right.
The hope being Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus being the way out. The Word of God,
amen.
Right?
Yes.
So, what we're going to do, I took too long, but we got a couple minutes. Wendy, Jean, worship team, it's up to you. We have a ton of music that we can play because I really want you guys to have a time of refreshing too. So, I think that's what we're going to do. So, we're gonna go ahead and we'll stop the live stream really quick. And then, Tiana, if you would put on some of the prayer music. I want everybody, you could, if you want to fan out and just get before the Lord.